y'all feeling out there? Rhythmix Radio. Tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. It's a Monday night. And we here with the 420 special, man. And you know it's the host, your favorite host, the coolest host, you know, your boy Ice.
Oh, and it's your boy Los Vegas, my bag.
We're a little delayed today. Welcome to another episode. Appreciate everybody out there, everybody following the YouTube, social media, IG, Facebook, man. Appreciate all the love, man, and everybody out there copping the shirts, the merch. We love y'all, man. Shout out to the COTR gang. And we here with another one, man. It's a 420 special, and I got a lot of love in the building, and it's going up, for real. It's going up.
Yeah, man. It's definitely a... You know what I'm saying? Coming up, man, we've been doing good. We just had an event yesterday out here in Woodbridge. It was a real good event. A lot of venues was in there, man. Ooh. And you know what I mean, businesses and all that stuff. But there you go.
it was a beautiful event until the haters came through and shit, man. But
happens
in VA. So we got some DC fam in here. So yeah, shout out to the Grow Shop. Shout out to Bank of America. It's a snack in the building. You know, but let's get right into our first segment, man. Right in the pregame.
Yep.
Salute.
I ain't got nothing in my cup.
We got plenty to pour around.
I'm about to
say,
hey, on gin.
That's
black on, right?
Yeah. I already took a shot of tequila. Let me stay on the
okay,
tequila.
Okay, stay on the tequila, the vibe over there.
Where the rocks at?
It's a cup right there.
We'll be back. You got to stay with the rocks. So yeah, man. Like, how you feeling, man? How you feeling, Los? Like, do you got a little bit of COVID fatigue at all? Man. Like, are you ready for the world to open up? How you feeling in general,
I'm not doing that. I'm definitely not going to get that shot. And
I feel good. Fuck the shot.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to get that shot, man. Fuck that shot. Okay. You know what I'm saying? We already just talked about. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
not doing that shit. You know what I mean? You ain't gonna kill me. You know what I mean?
No blood clots for you.
If it's not black on, I don't want it. You know what I'm saying? If black people in my, if it's not black on, I don't want it.
Then somebody gonna come around the corner for the next shit.
Hey, if he do, hey, he be like, my nigga, I just made this out in the basement. Yeah, shoot me up, bro. Don't hit that.
Hey, yo, since we got the 420 special, man, I got a question for you. I'm interested to know, when's the first time you smoked weed? Your first experience with marijuana.
I don't want to say if my mom and my dad live in it.
Well, they know you smoke weed, don't they?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
Shout out to IG, everybody at IG and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man, I didn't, it was probably shit. It had to be middle school, guaranteed.
Okay, so
probably
early.
Sixth grade, yeah, I mean, it had to be. I'm hanging out with the older niggas.
You was down south at that time?
Nah, I was up here.
Okay, so you was down south at one point in time.
Yeah, man. I ain't go until like my high school year, though, bro. Okay. Thank you, know a nigga, man. You know what I mean? Thank you, know a nigga, and shit, man.
But nah, man. You say you want to go into it, huh?
Yeah, I'm not going for it, dog. I'm not going for it. I'm not going for it, man. I'm just not going to do it. You going to do it?
What you talking about? The COVID?
Yeah.
Nigga, I thought you was talking about weed.
Oh, the weed. You going to smoke weed, too? But I mean, just saying.
Nah, I ain't fucking with the shot, man. For sure.
You going to let ISIS get one?
She already got one.
Cause for real?
Through
damn! Yeah.
The air is let out of the room and shit. The whole bottle dropped out of this
damn
bitch.
I'm about to call my baby mama right now. Don't you do that to my baby, you right? Know.
She don't live with me, but if it was me, I would say no. But
does she see my eye off it, though?
She had her first one. I saw her this weekend. She seemed normal. Like, why I always telling jokes? I don't even see a difference. You know what I'm saying?
Don't be joking with the babies, man. You can't.
But yeah,
joking with the babies.
But
man.
Nah, no for me. That's a no for me.
Yeah.
But okay. A lot of my family, like some of my family got it. You know what I mean? I respect anybody who that's like, really, this is an issue none of us really should be talking about publicly. Because we don't go to the out and talk about would you go to the doctor.
That's because I wear my mask and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, I feel
it's a political issue, so everybody feel like, yo, did you do this? Did you do that? Like, motherfucker, this shit.
Like, well, no, I can't say
like,
that.
Like, did you vote?
Yeah, yeah, you know what I'm saying.
Who you vote for?
It's a hot topic. Don't, you know what I'm saying?
Cause my mom won't let me back in the house until I get one of them shots. So, I guess I ain't gonna be down there for Christmas. Gonna miss your birthday, mom. Sorry about that one.
Yeah, man. Well, what else you got, man? You got anything else?
I don't know, man. You got anything else you want to talk about? Let's talk about that.
Nah, I'm cool, man.
Oh, you cool?
Cool.
All right, all right.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Big Frank Ice Lucas, man.
This guy. So, yeah, let's get into opening shots, man. Shout out to IG, everybody in there. What's Scotty talking about? Oh, everybody's over. They got their shots and shit. Okay, shout out to y'all, man. Well,
all
right. I ain't mad at you.
Me neither. We gonna take a shot for y'all.
Yeah, let's get in the opening shot. Salute to everybody in the building, man.
Salute.
Emma in the back.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody got juice.
Some mango. So, opening shots, man. I know it's a lot. Sad stories in the news, and it continues like a continuation of just every year, and just you know, it seems like nothing really changes. But let's get into a couple.
Yeah, man, I'm really hating it for real, man. I'm actually kind of like tired of reporting these stories and stuff.
Yeah,
one that stuck out to me. We talked about this black high school football player forced to sit in a locker room filled with banana peels. Let me tell you something right now. Let me tell you something. So his teammates and probably like the coaches and the whole staff obviously was behind it, thought it was just a little joke, and so far the whole team has apologized and told him, you know, he's sorry, and he told the social media he's fine, he doesn't feel like he's going to commit suicide or anything like that, which is a good thing, but sound like he's getting his ass beat down there off break.
Do we know where this was?
Yeah.
I just had it up to my end and went up. I wanted to say Alabama.
I remember you two were talking about this.
That to me,
forcing him to sit in a room with
and he's
bananas.
And he's sitting in there. He's sitting
and
in
he's
there.
Black.
And he's black. And he's black. But he was sitting in there, and they got it. Of course, you know, somebody filmed it. And he's just sitting in there, looking, you know, like pitiful. Honestly. Man, this would have never happened, okay? This would have never happened right here. First off, your mama would have came down there and cussed everybody the fuck out. You hear me? Like, everybody. Then we'd have called the family, and now they coming down. You know what I'm saying? And, dog, we'd have sued that motherfucking school and some old shit, and shit would have went down on that joint. You know, but I don't even know what type of joke that was. Of course, I guess that's that white humor, huh? Cause I didn't get it.
At our high school, like
that's what I'm saying.
I feel like some of these stories, sometimes they pick the right person, or they pick somebody who you don't see the stories in which those people who somebody got knocked the fuck out. Like nobody picked up the camera fast enough for that motherfucking story. Because you know what I mean. Like,
and then you ain't had like one friend that came to defend you on this one or that. And you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck that. Yeah. And then you sat there. Like, why the fuck are you still sitting there?
Is he the only black person on football team?
He was the only nigga in there. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn.
He like, man, I'm trying to get the scholarship, man.
If that's what you got to do to get a scholarship, man, come on down here. We got a coach that'll get you in there. Don't worry about it.
Man, that's real.
You know what I'm saying? That's real. We got a coach that'll get you in there.
He was on the show. Shout out to Conversation on the Rocks.
Guaranteed. So, that one was wild. To lead into that one, the sergeant, Jonathan Pentland, who harassed a black man that was walking. The young black man in his neighborhood, like, he went over and beyond. He need his ass whooped, too.
And he looked like he was drunk or something.
He need his ass whooped, too.
Following every...
Yeah, but he's following. Yeah,
but not that's an excuse, but that's a...
Then he's gonna tell him, because I've never seen you around here, you don't live here.
Like, you know, everybody, all your neighbors, what they look like and shit.
And you're shoving them and talking about, I'll beat your ass. And then his wife, with her bitch ass, she egging the whole thing on. Yeah, the police on the way. Maybe we should walk you down to the house. Yeah, come on down to my house. That's what I would have told her. Yeah, come
but
on down
the,
there.
The irony of the book, of the shit is, right. like, her dumb ass is recording it, but come to find out, he got, like, kicked out of the army or some other shit.
He got discharged.
And because that footage got viral.
He did get arrested. He got arrested.
He already got his... He got kicked out of the army?
Yeah.
He
got I think he's got he got kicked out. Plus, they had to move him and his wife out of the neighborhood because they was all protesting in front of. Which I want to shout y'all out for doing that one right there. Yeah. That was big. That nigga didn't step out there then. He didn't step out then. They was all in his yard posting signs. All this. He didn't step. He just where you at? Why you don't come out?
That was funny.
Now you don't want to come outside.
That's how you start a party.
Now you don't want to come outside.
Put signs all up in his yard.
All in his yard. You know what I'm saying? Like my thing is so obviously. You didn't know all of these black folks lived in your neighborhood, huh? Well, so, but you know everybody.
Right
around
the corner, but you seen the end of the video, there was two black women walking up as the video.
Yeah.
I did see that.
I wanted to see her. Like, exactly.
See,
that's
but
then the video
but
cut off.
Think about it.
They was like, "Yo, go ahead,
that's
leave."
That's where it cuts off.
They're telling him to leave and shit.
We gonna come back later. Like they already knew. Like
situations
like that.
And they was deep. They was deep, so shout out to y'all.
Shout out to the people out there. I don't know where that shit it was, but shout out to
the
people.
No, that was in North Carolina.
North Carolina. Shout out to them out there.
It was in South Carolina.
It was in
South? It was in Columbia, South Carolina, I believe.
Okay.
Oh, I thought it was North Carolina. Okay.
Because I went to school in South Carolina, so when I seen it, I'm like, really? Like, Columbia? Like, but it happens down there. Like, I went to Benedict College, HBCU, shout out to them.
Shout out.
Yeah, shout out.
Yeah.
Well, that's big.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But
I
yeah.
saw that shit. I love that story. That's that's the type of ending that I love to see. You know what,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. And then the last one, of course, we're going to talk about is, man, Dante Wright, man. I just want to shout out to this officer, her dumbass. I just don't know where we're going with this one.
Yeah.
Okay, honestly, because, like, I don't even get what we're going to trial for and all this. Like, bitch, you're dumb. This
clear
should be
cut.
Clear. Yeah. You've been on the force for 26 years.
Process
we
shit.
Have all seen them. Matter of fact, I think I sent you one on Instagram where the white dude was showing the lady the difference between the gun and the taser.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
There was such a huge ass, like, bitch. Yeah. And then here go the other
different
thing.
Different color.
It's yellow. It wasn't even that. Here go my thing.
It's
even if you thought it was
like,
a taser,
like,
you're telling me you ain't cocked the gun back?
Right.
That's my thing. So you think this is a taser and you never cocked the gun back, huh? Oh, no, he was already rocked and loaded.
So let's go here.
Ready to go.
So let's go here, because all of us seemingly don't believe the fact that she didn't know. Confused, right? So let's say this. Let's say that she didn't know, right? Because that's what we believe. Mm-hmm. What was in her mind to say that? Like, she's already pre-thinking in her head, okay, I'm going to say this, so I'm going to try to get off. Like,
right,
you see what I'm saying? Like,
well, I mean, I see what you're saying, but that's still dumb as fuck. You went with a taser over a gun?
Like,
you couldn't think of anything else to say.
But like, all I'm saying is, like, it's like you want to kill somebody so bad that you thinking about it. Like,
and then, then they're on opposite sides.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a non-dominant.
And she got off on bail.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to let her know if she's listening. I hope you're listening. All the way around. Jennifer,
Rhythmics Radio.
I just want to let you know, your mama's a bitch and your daddy should have swallowed you. How about that? Okay? That's how we going. Because y'all out here killing people, man.
Yeah.
Y'all looking like monsters and all that, so we're going to talk about your ugly ass. And the same thing for motherfucking Dick. The same shit, man.
Let's go.
We'll talk. That's how I feel.
Yeah, man. And this is in Minneapolis as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you said, that shit happened.
This is on the heels of, like,
now here goes the funny thing. Dante Wright, George Floyd's girlfriend or fiance was Dante Wright's teacher.
It was her. Say it again.
George Floyd's fiance was Dante Wright's teacher at one point.
Yeah.
Hey, so Derek and Jennifer, y'all probably fucking each other and all that
rest
other stuff.
Rest in peace,
ain't doing that shit,
George
man.
Floyd,
that's terrible,
Dante,
for
right?
real.
We need some change to happen, but you know what I'm saying? It got to start with us, and we got to demand change and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Now, I do want to report this. When's the last time you heard a black-on-black crime?
What you mean?
Like,
I don't watch the news. So I can't even.
Just like if anything in general. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, all the latest news. You know, at one point, like, every day you was hearing about kids. You know what I'm saying?
And actual news? Or?
Like, all news. I mean, I ain't been watching Fox 5.
Like,
I ain't saying it like that. You know what I'm saying? But, like,
right.
I was about to say, we can live in the city, nigga.
Yeah, all right.
What's going down out there, bitch, nigga?
Hey, look. Even if it ain't on the news, that's on, it's going to kill
me. See, that's what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? All right, well, then I'm going to take that one back. But they're not making it big, though. They're not making it big, though.
No, for real, though.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, it's all, and it's always been like that. Like, black people die every day. It be black on black crime. But, like, it's other stories that they rather report. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. People is taking it to Instagram now to report murders. Like, we got Kill Mo News. We got all type
of... What's it? Murder Mayhem DC?
Murder Mayhem. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, they will report murders that they...
Then there ain't nobody else you talking about.
I'm talking about crazy shit, too. Like you just shit a body
that
in the trunk.
Need
like,
to be on the news.
Bama's just driving on 295. Bama just lit the car up. Like, you don't even see it in the news.
Now, you know
when
what?
You think about it, so much shit happens. You ain't got...
Because I think they just had a shootout in Chicago.
About all the shit that goes on. You know
what
I'm
saying?
Right. That's when something we know on Conversations on the Rocks. Nigga. Yeah. Like, well, sometimes we get all the air and motherfuckers be like, you should have said this. You should have said that. Like... Motherfucker, we got a hour, horn, nigga. We got to break this shit up. Yeah, and we high and smoking, nigga. Like,
no
give us
bullshit.
A break,
no bullshit.
You know what I'm saying?
And if you want to talk about it, send us these questions, man. That's what we've been trying to
talk about.
We
all this ass shit, nigga.
Put that shit in the DM. Throw it in the DM.
We mix it up.
Yeah, I mean? So, yeah, definitely.
With that being said,
we're going to
get right into entertainment up there, nigga. Salute.
Hey. In the back, I see you.
Got the house company this bitch. House Conversations on the Rock.
Okay.
It's kind of like me in the crib anyway.
Right, yeah, big fact.
Kind of like we in the crib.
Hey, man, we're going to have to go back to the crib one time, man.
Oh, we got
to
do the retro. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
throwback, nostalgic. The first thing I want to get into my homies, nigga. You know what I'm saying? My favorite rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Nigga and I, Queensbridge Ventures. Venture firm. I hear some haters in here.
This nigga.
Yeah. Nah, hey, that's my favorite rapper. He's the dopest to me. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, his venture firm, that I guess they came up 100 mil, you know, investing back in 2013 in Coinbase, which now, just I think a week or two ago,
that's big.
Wanted to hit an IPO, and I think it's estimated of 100 billion. You
that's
know what I'm saying?
Big.
Yeah, so
big.
Shout out to like that. Ownership. Ownership in companies like angel investing, like if it's, you see one of your little homies, he got like selling this or doing that, like support anybody
that.
Trying to like do better and trying to do something positive, because some of these motherfuckers could be running in your house.
Well, he a
you
legend
know what I'm saying?
Anyway, you know what I'm saying? He a legend. He's better than that anyway. Shout out to Dave East underneath his record label and all that stuff.
Yeah,
but I will tell you this, Nas. Glad you making all that money, nigga, but Khalees gonna get a piece of this motherfucking head.
Khalees,
Khalees gonna get a piece. You see what's happening to Drake.
Wait.
You see what happened to Drake.
How old his kids now? He still got...
Hey, man, let me tell you something. No, I think they...
They almost gotta be, bro.
They got... You would hope so, but Khalees might put her hand in that motherfucker. She gonna say, remember when he used to beat me? Hey, you know that's what they do. You see what's happening to Jay. Well, hey, I'm just saying.
Okay.
Watch out,
man. But okay, in the back.
yeah, man.
I wanted to, you know, definitely got to lead out with that, man.
Yeah.
That's big moves, and
yeah,
I'm shout out to hip hop, like doing these big business deals, because at one point in time, people didn't think hip hop would even survive. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, shout out to where it is now, and
yeah, that's good. Since we're talking about rappers, rest in peace to. Black Rob.
Whoa,
and I did not know Black Rob was going through all of this.
That shit was under. I didn't really talk about it because DMX was going.
He was homeless, so he's been broke. He had a couple of strokes, I believe they said. So yeah, he was. And
I didn't know nothing.
He was looking rough.
On the gym, like RIP Black Rob. I know.
Yeah, he was looking rough.
Man,
you know what I mean? So it's like but you know, it makes you think. Like when we saw Black Rob, you know what I'm saying? As far as like back in the days, you figured you ain't heard from him since.
Yeah,
I mean,
but that's a lot of people.
But I mean, everybody doesn't go like, you know what I'm saying?
He really put out to me. I don't remember putting.
I mean, he was just on.
Really,
you got to figure he was behind
out.
That whole Bad Boy show.
But
he's on a lot of remix.
But you just said something about Bad Boy. Just made me think about something. They got a curse over that motherfucker or something. You got Biggie dead, Shine kicked out of the country, Loon got
Craig
locked
Mack.
Up for murder, Black
Craig Rock Mack. Hey, didn't Craig Mack die?
Craig Mack, yeah.
Good look.
What the fuck
didn't he die?
Yeah.
Damn, yeah.
I'm just saying.
You good.
I don't know.
But yeah, man. Rest in peace,
Black
Rob.
Rest in peace,
Rob,
to him,
man.
We losing a lot of.
He has some joints
on
there. He has some joints. You know what I'm saying?
You got some paper.
Do I got some? Huh? You got some papers? We got papers all around and shit.
Let me get some.
Shout out to Rhythmic Radio. We taking a little smoke break. You know what I mean? A little interlude. You know. Shout out to the IG Geo in there. What up, Teddy? You know what I'm saying? We in here. You know, rolling up, doing how we should be doing.
Right. And while we got time, we want to shout out. Bring your own vibe. Just that in the third. No tomatoes.
No tomatoes coming right up. Right.
Right. Yeah. Communion. Two guys bull chatting. Sirius Radio.
Yeah.
Real Talk Internet Radio. Shout out to Safi and all them, you know what I'm
shout
saying?
Shout out to Safi, man.
Yeah, shout out to him. We
chopped it up. Shout out to Communion as well, man. Yeah. We're trying to get on both them shows.
Mike on the mic. We might need to get on one of these gospel shows. How you doing, Miss Tracy? She's got her own gospel show. They play on every Tuesday.
Yes, sir. Yes,
sir. So check that out. You know what I'm saying?
And make sure you always, every Monday nights, man, 8 p.m., tune in to Conversations on the Rocks, man. We always hear Ice Los Vegas, man. And we here probably trying to highlight some brand that we know. It's either family or somebody we just ran into that we just want to salute the brand. You know what I mean? And today we got a special episode going on, 420. You know, 420 is tomorrow. Everybody out there, you're going to get your papers, your roll up, however you do your thing. But yeah, man, that's what we're doing right now. Taking a little smoke interlude. Shout out to everybody in the building. Bank of America. The Grow Shop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a snack. Man. I appreciate all the love and family out. You know what I'm saying? Repping the DMV for real. Heavy. You know what I'm saying? Right. And what else we got? Entertainment, man. I heard J Lo and A-Rod, they split. You know what I'm saying?
I heard that once. That's real.
Yeah, he said he heard it once. Yeah. Ain't that some shit?
Cause they hear it a couple times.
He's like, "God damn, ain't nobody talking about this shit. It ain't real."
I feel like
hadn't they already broken up before?
J-Lo breakup was a lot of people.
Oh no, it's more Anthony. She was with Rock.
He was cheating.
Married him though.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be her next name.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to put my beard in.
Hey, it seems like it's space. You know what I'm saying?
Obviously.
It's an opportunity. You know what I mean?
So, J-Lo, if you're listening, baby, it's a room full of niggas. Well, one is off. Hey, one is off limits. Oh, he's saying, all right, so maybe not everybody's here for you, J-Lo, but I am, baby. Bring your ass.
Came out with the
Rhythmic
Facebook, man. Rhythmic's Facebook always be popping, man. I appreciate the love.
Always, man. But yeah, that's funny. And I just want to say, I was going to report this, but I'm hearing that this wasn't true. It was just a little high.
You got updated.
Yeah, I got updated right when I got here. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got high, got up. You know what I mean? Usher was paying strippers with the fake money. Mm-hmm. I believe it. I'm not gonna lie, Usher was high drunk. He said, "Watch how I do these bitches."
Usher bucks.
Oh, that nigga's face was on, and he's sitting to the side like this. Nigga, what are you doing, Usher? And then I see another Instagram with him and Justin Bieber, and he said, "Yeah, I got some more." What are you doing with them, Usher?
Yeah.
What is this, a contest? Is this for your next video? Like, why are you in the club with this? Them girls gonna beat your ass, dog.
I remember you sent me this dress. I said, this shit look just like the nigga. I'm saying, man.
It look just like him.
We
like,
must be bored. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he took his face. He said, hey, don't fuck this up. But turn it to the side. Get the fade and the temp right. You got it. You got it there.
You let it burn.
Nigga, you do got it bad. Stop paying these bitches with fake money, man. With your face on it. Hey, how you gonna get away with that?
IG's laughing. It's rolling right now. That's funny as fuck.
Hey, man. What else you got in entertainment, man?
Hey. You know, it's a lot of shit going on. I saw Serena Williams. She got a deal with Amazon. I think she's gonna put out some content. But I really wanted to know your favorite entertainers who smoke weed. Can you think about, like, your favorite entertainer who smokes weed, 420 thing? I know everybody's going to think of that first person.
Well, he my favorite rapper anyway. Yeah, of course.
I was
smoking in 13.
Is that the only person that we think about when we... you know what I mean?
Okay. I like that.
Like, who else do you tie marijuana to?
Oh, my man. Still smoking, but... Yes, yes.
Okay.
You already know.
Old school joint.
Yeah.
That was a dope album right there.
Yes.
You took it back.
Do you know one?
Do I know anybody else other than Snoop? Because, of course, we talk clearly. We're talking about Snoop. Shout out to Tea Parties and IG and shit.
What's up, T? What's up, T?
Other than Snoop, I would say probably Wiz Khalifa, but I'm just thinking like hip hop, you know what I mean? Next door, then Currency, or I can't think of anybody else outside of music, you know what I mean?
Shit, probably 2 Chainz. Because he got the show.
Outside of music.
Well, that's outside of music, he's got this show where he tastes all of that.
Just come on. People who we relate to.
Oh. Then I've heard Bruce Willis smokes like shit.
Yeah, go on.
The dudes from Pineapple Express, like them.
They smoke like shit, right?
Several he be making record movies and shit, too.
Yeah. That's how. Years ago. And that's what we... Hey, so I want all y'all to know. When we in this show, I want y'all to write a fucking movie right here. Now you're there. Go ahead and pump right that. Now, you too, shorty.
Somebody
y'all
said, Mike Tyson.
You too, shorty.
Okay, yeah, I like that. Mike Tyson. For now.
What y'all think about Steve Urkel got his own joint?
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Let's talk about that.
That's big.
I heard he got 100 abs or some shit like that.
Yeah, him and Ice Cube got his shit too.
Ice Cube in the game too.
Ice Cube's in the game too, dog.
So since we talking to the, you know what I'm saying, my homies and shit. Grow Shop, Bank of America, you know what I'm saying, and make sure y'all get close. Pause close to the mic so everybody can hear y'all there in Rhythmix Radio and shit. But we on that. So everybody's coming out with their own brand, strain, line. Is the market big enough for everybody to just to have their own lane and make money? Like, what's y'all thought about on that?
I believe it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? Hell yeah. Like,
Y'all see my gangster back then and shit. You know what I'm saying? My nigga said, hey, you know who he remind me of? You know when they be doing those little documentaries like the Gangland and shit? And that nigga be down there with his motherfucker. And he be like, yeah, you know I've been on the block for like 15 years. You know what I'm saying?
My people's like, nah, you be doing too much. You need to go ahead and.
Hey, I'm fucking with you.
I said, these niggas ain't gonna Vlad TV me.
Hey, I just want to let you know, we going to overdo your voice when we do this editing. We going to do your voice proper and shit. He going to sound like Darth Vader in there. I've been on the block for like 15 years.
You tired, man.
I know it.
So it's enough room for everybody. Okay, that's good to know. That's good to know. And I feel like that's a great transition for us to get into Last Call. You know what I'm saying? Salute to everybody. We gonna
one
get into
time, one more time. Everybody
understanding these brands,
even though we ain't got it, but you know, just go ahead. Talk.
Understanding like just the industry as a whole. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
And I want to say, this segment is brought to you by Eversmith Organics. Number one on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Sea moss gel tastes amazing. Okay. If you know anything about sea moss gels, it helps you. If you need help in the bedroom. You know what I mean? It's a sexual. It's the first thing because hey, we all in the house and
she about there shaking her head.
Speaking of COVID, it's a great immune booster. It's great for the immune system as well. So helps with aches and pains. If you need anything, just go to Amazon. Type in Eversmith Organics or go to eversmithorganics.com. Check out the reviews. Number one on Amazon, and this segment is brought to you by them. So shout out to them. And shout out to everybody in here. It's Smokey is going up. You know what I mean? Shout out to the family.
And also shout out to our liquor sponsor,
Sankofa Bottling Company, man. Always, you know, showing the love. Black owned. Black owned.
Yeah,
black owned. Taste amazing.
Oh, man, I say here. This is on open. Go ahead.
Taste amazing. Everybody out there, Sankofa. As a matter of fact, let me throw this in here for the IG. You already know. That's family.
Yeah.
I always want to. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to
them. Matter of fact, they was just hitting.
It's 100 proof.
It's
100. Hey,
but you mix it with the juice, I'm telling you. You mix it with the juice, I'll drink it straight a little bit. But with that juice, that joint is like. Matter of fact, I just had Shorty taste it the other day with some juice. When she first tasted it straight, she was like, she tasted with the juice. She was like, I need a bottle. That's why I just got another bottle.
You said she drank it straight first.
She had a shot, and then she drank. No, and then she mixed it with the juice.
What y'all smoking and we drank over it. There, man? By the way,
for
all the listeners, all the viewers,
I'm just saying, like,
we have an 8 conversation on the radio station. You gotta apologize. We apologize. But we ain't here smoking. This is just what we're doing. You know, conversation on the rock. Sometimes we go off the rails, and you never know what's gonna happen. So, well, we're having 8 conversations, but I wanted to know what all the gentlemen are smoking on. Who, you know what I mean? We'll start from my left, Bank of America.
Right now, we're smoking on some runts that I grew myself.
Okay, homegrown runts. Okay, that sounds very tasty. We're gonna go right next to the grow shop.
I got some cereal milk.
Okay, that sounds like it's tasty as well. Okay, yep. Cereal milk. And it's a snack. What you got over there? It's a snack.
I got some Cake Crasher. I got from my boy Endo Danks, you know.
Cake Crasher.
Yeah.
So all this shit sounds like fruity and like tasty and shit. So when y'all roll it, just make sure I just get one hit. That's all I want. You know what I mean?
How y'all like smoke? Y'all prefer y'all OGs or you like the hybrids and the
I was going to ask y'all. That's what I was going to ask y'all.
Interviewing us and shit.
Right. No.
You want a guest co-host, you got to bring him on and shit.
Right. I like that.
You the first one who interview us.
Okay, but
shout out, man.
Hey, so actually, before we answer that, explain that for anybody that doesn't know, because you know it's all those that young boy that come tell me like, oh yeah, this that did it and this that indica.
Okay, yeah.
I'm like, well, let's
break it down.
Can we determine which one is which? Because the first time I get it, I'm sleepy. Now the next time I get it, I'm up. So this can't be the same shit you gave me, bro.
Indica sativa. Let's break that down. Really
break
quick
that down for
him.
Anybody? Go ahead.
You want to do it?
Indica is like a heavy. Like you smoke it at night. Right. And for smoking people who don't night. Smoke like that,
and that's what I'm saying.
Sativa is like a daytime weed. Yeah, right. Chilling, daytime, you can do shit. Exactly. You can make plans
paranoid.
And smoke it.
Hey, I
just want to let y'all know. Even though I asked y'all the damn question, this nigga Ice answered the damn question.
I was trying to gather. You know what I mean? Bring everybody along.
So how did y'all get into all of this and get started and all that other good stuff? And where are y'all currently selling at right now? Because we on the block.
I'm still in the city, so we still sell stickers. You know?
Yeah, all right. That's what y'all.
We gifting out here.
Y'all. I love how the city came out of show love. Thank you.
It's a shirt right here.
I like that.
Y'all are based in D.C. Y'all grow in D.C.
Yes, sir.
Can y'all kind of talk about y'all journey, how y'all got to where y'all at now, and what even made y'all want to even start growing? You know what I mean? Because it's a dedication. You know what I mean? Just putting the seed in the plant and a little water and put it by the little motherfucker.
That's
you know
what you
saying?
Do with life, period. You know what I'm saying? But
that's real.
But like me personally, like I said, I do edibles. So like my shit literally just started with, I had an extra little 7th of weed or some shit one day. Made the butter, posted that shit on Instagram, and it went crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Huh.
So I'm like, okay. Then I found out that I'm from Maryland, so you know what I'm saying. I found out they was doing pop ups in D.C. So I'm like, oh, it's kind of legal. This is my lane.
Oh, so we
can
do this. Yeah. Yeah, we can do this.
I went from deliveries to doing pop ups to hosting my own pop ups. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And 4 years later. Still here, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to still build my brand. And,
I saw y'all early, too. Like, I saw your brand out early at the pop-ups. Yeah. Like, I heard about you. I think I probably copped some of you, some edibles.
I started, like, 2017. My son was my motivation, you know what I'm saying?
Okay,
facts.
My girl was, she was pregnant. Like, my girl was in the pop-ups with me, pregnant and all. Like, all the way up to, like, her last month type shit. Like, you feel me? Like,
you know, this is an interesting, like, viewpoint, because people don't understand that. You know what I mean? People just think, oh, I'm out here trying to sell some weed and let me go.
It's really a business.
But for you, like, it was more than just, you know what I mean? It was survival in a sense. You know what I mean?
And then, like once I had my logo, people like, oh, your logo cool as shit. I'm like, I'm going to throw that bitch on the t-shirt. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then that's where the clothing brand came from there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Just trying to, like I said.
That's love, man.
That's love.
Keep it going.
T, what about you, man? Well, like, how long you been doing, what you been doing with the grocery shop, and what got you into wanting to, you know what I'm saying, start growing?
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
So I think the
first you're not like from here. You're a transient, if you will.
Most
you know
definitely.
What I'm saying? Speaking to the mic, if you can. My guy.
Oh, you're good. So pretty much starting from Birmingham, bro. It was real hard to like move anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like a 3-5, a blunt, anything can get you, you know what I'm saying? Where you
down there and shit, some shit.
Yeah. So coming up.
Some charges for everybody out there, Rhythmics Radio. It's some serious charges for those little pieces of things.
As we know, Alabama is still one of the 6 states that we're trying to get over that hump.
Get hip.
You know what I mean? So coming up this way, man, actually living in D.C. and actually getting like an address and having a basement, man, it kind of exposed me to that space and that opportunity. As my man Mike used to say, you know what I'm saying, RIP District Oil Co., you know what I'm saying, where that space has opportunity.
Yeah, rest in peace, homie.
You know what I mean? So back to that, man, I saw that opportunity to actually use that. So I started with like a little small 4x4 tent.
Okay, you know okay.
Then got a 10x10 that I created by myself. Then kind of like branched off into the edible game. I met my man over there.
That's so it was just trial and error, like
years ago. No.
He said, "Nigga, don't play me like you don't know me, bro."
Correct. Correct.
Is it? You know what I'm saying? Don't do me like that.
I'm fucking with you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Seriously getting into it. You know what I'm saying? That's when it like really took off as a brand, as a as not just like for play. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's real. It's a lot more coming. So it's still.
So, when you got into it, like, was it just trial and error? Did you research and everything, or you just like, you know what, this ain't work, so I'm gonna do this next time?
Yeah. It was definitely, most definitely trial and error.
Okay.
Bro. It was definitely most definitely trial. Okay. And error.
And Bank of America, man. What would you say? Like, where did the idea or the passion or the want come from? To want to get into this industry, and then how long you been, you know what I'm saying, like out here as a brand?
Well, it technically started off, I think it was like right after Obama became president.
Okay.
It was longer than that. I can't remember. I just remember seeing a commercial on CNBC for Oaksterdam University. It wasn't even a commercial.
Okay.
It was they did a little special on him or something, and I'm sitting there watching. I was like, is this real? Like, they really teaching people how to grow weed and everything.
Right.
So, I shot out there. And then, so I went out there for a weekend, took the prerequisite course, and then came back, and I started making big edibles. This was, like, 13 years ago.
Yeah.
I started making big edibles.
Oh,
yeah. Like, so, I was making big edibles, and then I went back for the indoor growing.
Okay.
And then, truth be told, I should have never came back. I got ended up being cool with the head grower. Of the school and his wife, and they wanted me to be the apprentice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what's up.
But yeah, whatever. I had to end up coming back though. And then I moved to LA. That's what ended up happening. Yeah. So I moved to LA, and I'm sitting there. There was a company called LA Kush.
Okay.
And I see their merchandise everywhere. Before I even realized that they actually selling weed. They actually had a dispensary. And I was like, wait, if I see all that, then that means they probably making more money off their merchandise than they actually is their weed. So in my head, I was like,
we got the ashtray for everybody. We're looking for ashtray. We out here playing the 420 Olympics. You know what I'm saying? And I can't even see in front of me.
Right.
I can't even see in front of me, but yeah.
So I was like, in my head, I was like, yo, I need to come up with something like that, because 420 was about to come up just like 4 or 5 years ago. And I just sat there. I literally sat in my living room in L.A. and just smoked the bomb for like 4 hours until I came up with something. Okay. And then I eventually just came, like, I'm on the computer looking at everything and seeing how I can remix certain things or whatever. And I just came up with Bank of America. And then I looked at their little thing and I was like, oh, fuck all that. I can make it into a 420. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, bet. So, and then I came back. Then I ended up moving back here to back to the DMV. And then I was about to get a spot. And I was like, dog, I can't be going from living in L.A. to living back in Virginia. I can't do it. So yeah. I gotta go live in DC. And if I'm living in DC, I'm growing.
Okay.
And that was literally like 2 years ago. And after my first grow, I literally killed it.
Yeah.
Like you seen the shit. Yeah. like I killed the shit.
Right.
And then to the point where the shit from my first grow, I ended up going to the BET Awards in LA.
Okay.
And I went to the dispensary of the dude who created Mac One.
Okay.
And I gave it to everybody in the dispensary. His co-worker, security, everything.
Jungle Boys?
No. It's called Piece of Green, downtown L.A.
Okay.
And I gave it to everybody up in there. And everybody hit me back and was like, yo, this is crazy. But when I was in there, actually, the dude's head grower was literally telling me, he was like, yo, I was like, yo, I grew something. Can I show it to you? He was like, yeah. So I'm showing it to him. And then he like, you grew this? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was like, I was like, that was my first grow. He's like, this is your first grow.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah. I was like, yo, I ain't using nothing but some GH and some LEDs and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, oh, that's where I know you lying. I said, what you mean? And he was like, you didn't grow this with LEDs. I said, yes, I did. We went back and forth like 6 times. Like, I was like, dude, I built the LED light.
Yeah.
I was like, I built it myself. So I was like, look, I put my phone out, I'll show you.
Yeah.
And then he was like, and then he looked at it, looked at me, looked at Joe, looked at me. He was like, yo, this is the best LED grow I've ever seen in my fucking life.
Okay.
And for somebody, them bammers sell, you know who they is. Like, they don't sell nothing but gas. And for all them bammers to fuck with my shit, I was like, y'all walked out that joint. They ain't Jordan, but I felt like Pippen told me I was nice. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, boom, that's how I just got into it. And then I just kept going from there. And I just kept getting better and better.
So DC growing. It's been legal to grow weed in DC for like a couple years now. A
couple years, yeah. You can have like 6 plants in your house.
Okay.
It's six plants max.
Yeah.
It's six plants max. Six plants mature. Six plants immature.
What's the difference?
Mature is...
no, I mean, for somebody...
No, you're right.
Mature is... Yo, trying to play me and shit. He said, ha! Nigga, I'm an OG, man. Stop playing me like that.
You're right. You're right.
You said that.
Everybody out there, you know what I'm saying? Y'all might not know.
Yeah,
I fucked up. I can fuck up sometimes.
You got a bad stage. Bad is like, if you want to equate it to like people, it's almost like your adolescent teenage age. You know what I'm saying? And then you flip it in the flower. That's when you give it at least 12 hours of darkness, and it automatically starts growing bud.
Damn, okay.
So that's it. Like, you, when you're going indoors, you're God to that plant. You can make it be really, really little. Or as long as you let it veg, it can be as big as this entire fucking room if you want it to.
You got one like that?
I do.
I want to see it.
It's on my page.
I know it's on your page. I want to see it in person.
Speaking of that, I mean to cut you off, hold that thought. For everybody out there listening, how can the listeners, everybody, the watchers, viewers, get in contact with your brands? Like, you want to shout out your IG and all that? If anybody, you know what I mean?
Shit, yeah. Follow the brand of America_420. The website up on, it's not up and working right now.
Okay.
We about to get that working. I'll be focused on the grow, man. I'm like, the delivery service I got is cool and all, but like, my passion is cultivation. I'm bringing people in to like take care of all the other stuff.
Okay.
I need to deal with
whatever. So can I get a job? Because I'm about to quit tomorrow, bro. For real talk. Like, I'll do all the pedaling and everything. Nigga, I'll even get on the bike for you if I had to. I go right down the block. I'm like, you know, Dankin' America.
You gonna do the weed drop? weed bike joint?
They said they needed their money, nigga. You know how I do it.
Security.
You see, yeah. What about y'all?
The_growshop. Website is thegrowshop.net.
That's that love. Big facts.
Because you're in the DMV, motherfucker was like, yeah.
No bullshit.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
And couldn't find it and be mad than a motherfucker. Never even thought to put this together, huh?
I'm trying to tell you. And I am, it's a snack, DC. It's a snack. It's snack edibles on all social media platforms, you know what I'm saying? I got to ask him every day because he made my website. What's my website? It's a snack that shop.
It's a snack that shop.
You know?
Okay. Snack that shop. Okay, shout out.
Shout out.
So, we here in Virginia and shit, and July's coming. You know what I mean? The laws about to change as it relates to marijuana. It's a bit of excitement in the room. Like, what are y'all thoughts on Virginia going fully legal and having dispensaries and stuff like that? Because it's medical now.
I want to speak on, like, because we had a festival the other day. Shout out to the OG.
I saw that. You was out. Where y'all was at? Out in the woods somewhere.
We were in, where was we at? I don't even know.
We got more.
I seen cows.
We got more papers than we got motherfuckers.
I seen cows. That's all I can say. You know what I'm saying?
But I saw it. Shit, like,
shout out to the dude.
Tucked off.
My dude,
place.
Talking Terps. We lit. They put it together. It was a wonderful event. But you know what I'm saying? Sometimes we just run into haters. So, you know.
Yeah.
The biggest thing is we always want to keep everybody safe. So we shut it down.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
The people's came.
The hate can only last for so long.
They wasn't tripping.
By the way, all the haters, if there's any haters out there,
like, you can't
the hate can only last for so long.
It can only last so long. So, you know, it's a couple things to still work on in D.C., but I mean, in Virginia, but, like, I'm with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, people, everybody in America need weed. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, me.
You ain't everybody. You know, think of America. They need it. like no, we going to dank out of this. We going to dank out America. Like, as soon as y'all make this shit legal.
Yeah, hey, for sure. It probably be it probably be less divorces going on around this motherfucker.
A whole lot of less everything.
People don't understand too bad shit, around right?
Like,
hey, tell me, like,
just like the offensive and defensive line, like football team.
You cannot do nothing without them.
You can't do nothing without them.
If you raw at your position, nigga, can't nobody do nothing with you.
It's the same exact thing. You
good? All right. So, have y'all tried to cross y'all strands? I mean, like, try to breed.
Boom. I do have my own strain. I see what you're saying. Strain, yeah. Boom. I got my own strain.
Yes. Okay.
It's called Crystal City.
So hold on. One time, because this is the thing. I'm not even a grower, and this shit bothers me. Shout out to anybody for. I'm sorry. I had you underneath the desk. That's my fuck up. But this is the thing that bothers me. I'm not even a grower. This strain versus strain. It's strain, right?
It's definitely strain.
It's strange. Actually, so why do y'all let strain?
It's called cultivar. But
cultivar. What is on the game?
What the fuck is going on?
I didn't know motherfuckers be saying what strain? What strain you got? What strain? What strain? What you mean strain? Or what hair?
No bullshit.
Strain the hair. Like what you talking about?
And what that nigga do? Go get that money. So you better turn into something. Nigga, do that shit, nigga. This is for the hood, nigga. This for us.
But yeah, I'm interested to know. Did y'all have y'all created your own strains of marijuana?
You said I got Crystal City. That shit, I've already dropped it at a couple pop ups. Like, people was asking for that shit everywhere.
You got some now?
Okay, Crystal City.
No, but I got some coming up. It's literally, I'm about to
flip so it. So it's like a lot of crystals and shit.
Yeah, and truth be told, I was actually going to call it something else. I was actually going to call it Queen of the North because after Game of Thrones and all that shit at the point in time. And all Bud is like female.
You should probably run with that.
Nah, but the homie, I ain't going to say his name.
Okay.
But he came through the crib. And he looked at
old
it.
Nigga been in Cali, the homie.
You heard that cold word right there. He said the homie said not to say his name, but the homie, you know, he put it on and he said, this is how this gonna go.
Now the nigga looked at the shit in the jar, he was like, man, this shit all crystalline and shit. You should call this shit Crystal City.
Yeah.
I looked at that nigga and I was like, hey, that's the smartest
that
shit you ever said, nigga.
Shout out to the homie.
Shout out to the homie. That John ran with
it. Hey, look, and I just want people to know, man.
Nah,
like,
that shit was crazy.
That's my homie right there, y'all. For real. Think of America. That's my homie, man. That's my homie. We gonna get into all of that. So
what you got, have bro? What you got?
Well, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Don't lie to me then.
No, I'm not. When I start growing weed, I'm definitely gonna crossbreed my shit. I already got one. Yeah, shit. I'm gonna probably call it.
What do you mean?
Look,
I'm just saying. Ready?
Look,
run with
you. Yeah, hell yeah. Let me run with it. Yeah.
When I'm growing and I'm a crossbreed, what does that mean?
Nah, I'm just saying. When you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just gonna cross all types of breeds and types and all that. Got you know I ain't hip yet. Back to my days, it was just weed, nigga. Either you had fire, was what? You know what I'm saying?
You got some drugs?
Yeah, that's all it was. You know, the whole time. This nigga got the Crystal City.
How you know it was grown, nigga? How you know it was grown in water?
Like one of my first weed experience. Nigga gave me some weed in the
Let's talk about it. We about to go down the road.
It's drugs.
We about to go down the aisle. First weed experience. So that was yours.
That was my first dro experience.
let's talk about your first weed experience and shit. Real quick. If you could sum it up in like a couple minutes and
first,
shit.
First weed experience.
Right, you need some water, put your
I used to steal
up.
Weed from my brother.
Wait a minute, my bro.
Baby long.
First weed experience.
Don't get no close up on me. You know my ticks. Watching this shit like a motherfucker. My bad, y'all. I'm about to say,
thinking back, one of my first weed experience, I probably smoked with one of my older cousins or my older sister. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
First time I rolled my own weed out, I used to steal weed from my brother when I was in middle school. Steal weed from that nigga, roll that shit out, take that shit to school and sell it. Ain't no what. And spend money on nothing. Like, nigga, I'm gonna spend that shit on CDs.
Right.
That's
what you was doing back then,
bro. That sounds like some regular shit. That's a lie.
don't need nothing else but that new DMX when they come out.
Shout out to DMX, man. It's dark and hell of a my nigga. T, what's your first time just encountering smoking weed? Like,
all of it. Yeah. I caught my sister back behind the house smoking weed one day. Okay. I think I was just out front. You know,
yeah,
she
yeah.
was playing on some shit.
Yeah.
She was back there, you know what I'm saying? Him and Jay.
He's like, something smell different.
You know what I'm saying? She just let me hit it. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I was about to say, you ain't have to be like, if you don't let me hit that, I'm going to tell mama. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you don't let me hit it, I'm telling mama.
She passed the J and it was just, you know what I'm saying?
It was love. That's what it is.
It was up from there, but it was family, though. You know what I'm saying? So that was the most important. You know what I'm saying?
The real question is the first time you got caught smoking weed.
Oh, oh shit. Shit. Okay, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different story.
Say that for a
when y'all come back next season, next season conversation on the rocks.
My next question was gonna be like, when you bought that one fucked up bag and that nigga got
oh shit,
you,
nah, oh,
that you know,
don't say that. That's it. That oregano shit. That's like, I know this nigga didn't.
Hey, I know. Hey, Slim, you and you know you spent money on that. Oh, it's probably a Friday night. You already got that chick waiting for you and everything. Like, bitch, I'm going out to the city to get that good shit. And that city nigga said, yep, there you go. There you go. And got his ass. And he went all the way back across the fucking bridge with this whole seven. And it was straight huff. I don't know who he is. I just know I'm just asking for a friend and telling the story for a friend.
So, thank you, America. What was your first experience? Did you get like around weed?
That nigga even sound like the homie, y'all. Yeah. That nigga sound like the homie, y'all.
What's gonna fuck you up is I was the last one to start smoking and drinking out of everybody.
You know what? That is true. That is true.
I was wild sober.
That is true. Hey, that nigga even sound like the homie. Shit. Yeah.
But nah, I remember I was like 17, 18 when I started smoking. And here, take that.
Everybody got
his J.
He fucking up.
Yeah, he fucking the rotation. Ice Man fucking the rotation.
Nah, actually, I think that nigga was there the first time I smoked. Well, what I do, I remember the first time I smoked, but I remember the first time I got high. Because apparently you don't get high the first time you smoke, especially back then because it was some bullshit.
I don't know about that.
But I ain't get high to the second time, I think. And, I ain't feel like it. But I acted a motherfucking ass because I was the last one to smoke, and it was just embarrassing, man. Like I was literally we came down the hill. We was like 20 deep and shit, just over there smoking in the back parking lot.
Yeah, that sound about right.
And we go down the hill, and I just start running down the hill, and I hit the fucking parking lot, and I was like, yo, I feel like I'm floating.
Oh, man.
They was like, hey, yo, get
don't ever pass that nigga to Jay. Hey, look, we about to hit 9 o'clock. I do want to thank everybody. Dank of America. Grow Shop. You know, we was waiting for you. Fucking the rotation.
After bathroom break, we started a little late. We might go over a little bit.
First time you smoking weed, I'm like, dog, niggas was smoking. It's me and two of my man. We like, you hear that? That's the police.
Oh, shit.
Oh, nah.
Everybody ran home and shit.
Oh, I got some stories like that. We ran from the police. Yeah. We got away every time, too.
Got
away every time. Scot free.
14, 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you hear that? Then you go in the house and shit. Parents, why your eyes red? Mm-hmm. I'm just tired, man.
Now, my thing was, why the fuck are you eating up everything in the refrigerator? Why are you eating up everything in this motherfucker?
Man, I drank a whole gallon of orange juice over
there. Oh,
damn.
He had the best immune system that next day.
Brought back the motherfucking purple haze from Harlem, nigga.
Oh, shit. I remember that day.
Me and a couple of the homies and shit. Okay. We smoked that shit. And it was so long ago, nigga. It was like six niggas on one J.
That's when we smoking a little bit of this shit, and it went around.
You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, that motherfucker barely
got back to some chocolate tie that got in the white boy's garage. Me, Mac, rest in peace, Montana, and we smoking like in a little circle and shit. And we it's wintertime and shit, smoking with Chocolate Tie. I remember Biggie was rapping this shit. You know what I'm saying? I remember like time going by, we just still sitting there like, what the fuck is this weed? This shit back then. You know what I'm saying? I remember the KB. You know what I'm saying?
Went to work, called the niggas and shit. I'm leaning over the desk like, yo, I am smacked. Like, my feet ain't even on the ground. I ain't doing shit. Damn. Like, I was like, what is
that? That was brought that one back.
KB was his combo. Shout out to all the white. Shout out to Montclair white. Oh man, they used to just show niggas love. Shout out to all the white boys in Montclair. Y'all showed the team fam love.
Hey, no bullshit.
So yeah, so one thing I want to say before we get out of here, shit, man, 2025. Where do y'all see like the marijuana industry in 2025 out here, the DMV area, like, and also it's a double question. It's a double whammy and shit. Like, what do you feel like it will go be legal federally as well? So that's a two parter. Y'all just jump in whenever y'all. Whenever y'all want to double dutch, just go back and forth, nigga.
You said 6 days away. I mean, that's 6 days away. That's just states. That still ain't federal. But they still going though. Like it's the like still, you ain't bullshitting. Like though. Yeah,
it's still a step, yo. Once everybody get on the map,
it's still
gonna be a process, but it's just a, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's a step.
You said 2025.
What's it look like as far as weed? Yeah. Are we gonna be smoking in restaurants? We gonna have like weed bars?
We're supposed to be doing that.
Like, they got
maybe a bar.
Y'all got collective probably like 30 years of growing and like marijuana experience and shit amongst y'all. So like, where do y'all see it being like years from now?
Like he said, in the future wise, just here, like I said, they might build more spots, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but like more restaurants, like it being open in DC, just because it's DC, I don't see it being that open because it's DC, is still.
So you know what I'm saying? Backdoored because it's DC.
Just because DC is just so small and it's still, you know what I'm saying, tourist site is federal.
Law-wise,
if you having places where motherfuckers smoke like rooftops and all this and shit, do you feel like it'll be more cooler in some of those places?
They just gonna treat it like cigarettes. That's all you can do because it's legal. Yeah. Smoking is smoking. It doesn't matter what you're smoking.
Like I said, rooftop wise, I think they probably go with a lot of spots rooftop, like, you know what I'm saying. But like I said, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, in California they got that mm-hmm. restaurant that you can literally go in and smoke.
I've been there. That shit was amazing.
I hate that restaurant.
They gave me all the love.
I had a bad experience. They treated me like a black person.
They gave me all the love, and I felt like it was because I was black. No. Wait, was I'm it like, your server? Was it the, where you was at the bar?
Huh? Nah, like, bro. They gave me a table. Like, that shit was just, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Like,
Cannabis Cafe, that's the name of the
job. I go to a lot of restaurants, you know what I'm saying? I'm big on services, period. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I spend money, you know what I'm saying?
Customer
I go
service somewhere. Is essential. It's a skill some places don't have.
I feel like I got treated like some shit, like, you know what I'm saying? And then it's like, I can't even say it was because I was black, but it's like, it's Cali, so it's like, because I wasn't one of them. You know what I'm saying? One of them alphabet letters, maybe, or something. Like, I don't know what it was. Like, it just threw me off. Like, I told the lady, like, because my food, I didn't even like my food. I told the lady,
I know
my food was nasty
and
all that.
The kitchen slow as hell. Like, bro,
my man Mike, rest in peace, he paid $100 for an eighth. Okay. It was all right. The weed was all right. You know what I'm saying?
I said,
we came there to spend money. We tours. We came all the way from D.C. Right. We wanted to see some good shit. Like, you know 100%. What I'm saying? But like I said, the way we got treated, it was like, I would never come here again.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Okay. But that's just how I be. Like, I go to certain restaurants, even home and shit. Like, here now. And I'm just like, I would never come here again. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You been to Yardbridge yet? You know, Yardbridge is over.
You right.
I never been to Yarbrough. I've been hearing about Yarbrough.
I had the one in Miami and the one in Vegas. You gotta go to Yarbrough, bro.
I'm going to Houston in a couple days, man. Shout out to my guy Tobias. He got the 13th. Yeah, he got the 13th restaurant with James Harden.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. I did hear about that.
From here. He had the food truck joint at first too.
Victory Food Truck.
My brother did the commercial for cuz. Oh, he shot the whole shit for him.
When he had the food truck and shit. Yeah. He was on Food Network and all that.
Yeah. Back on. I'm going.
His food. Yeah, no, his food is fire. That shit fire. I was in of his opening joint.
Yeah.
Like when they had the like inside and shit, but the truck was outside. That shit was. Look, that nigga got some deviled eggs.
So I'm gonna get y'all out of here on this one, man. Shout out to Rhythms Radio, man. And you always know Monday nights 8 p.m. you tune in to Conversation on the Rocks. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there. Hey, we're gonna announce the winners of the contest we've been running. We're gonna post them. We're gonna post the winners. Make sure you following. The Facebook Conversations on the Rocks, IG Conversations on the Rocks. We also have a YouTube page. Check out our last season. Just type in Conversations on the Rocks, and we're gonna do a post. We're gonna pick two different winners: one from the Grow Shops page, and one from Conversations on the Rocks. But I'm gonna get y'all out of here on this one, man. And do y'all feel marijuana, that negative stigma of marijuana has been gone? Do you feel like it's more cool, or what's y'all thoughts on that? Because at one point in time, like, you had to go high, run and duck, and run from the police to smoke weed. Now it's like, it's a little bit more like, okay. What are y'all thoughts on that? Los, I'm going to start with you, man.
Because it's about to be legal, I think, yeah. Of course, it's going to be more open, more freely. You want to see a lot of people just walking around.
So you think it's cooler to smoke weed? You think less motherfuckers will fuck with you?
I mean, shit, I've been smoking weed, and I was cool then, so, like, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, so I've been getting high, you know what I mean? Okay. So I don't know. If you feel like that, then maybe you shouldn't be smoking weed.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
You feel like you don't have to, if you smoke, be concerned of somebody trying to tell, you know what I mean, go be like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
They do that with cigarettes, right? And cigars. So what's the difference?
So on that note,
well, bitch,
do you feel like it'll be like, oh,
you supposed to have a mask on anyway?
Do you feel like it'll be on the same level or less than when a motherfucker goes and takes like a smoke break? They taking a cigarette break.
Shit gonna kill me before my shit kill me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not gonna kill me at this end of the day. So can you compare that shit?
No, I ain't even say you can't compare. You can't even ask us no question like that because we don't even care. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Me personally, like I said, real shit. Like, I don't care. I will smoke weed anywhere. As long as there's not no child there. I'm not going to blow it. But, like, I smoke weed anywhere I go. Any state. Anywhere I go, I feel you.
Be right on the front step, blowing like shit, walking through the city. What
y'all thoughts on the stigma was like? Because it's likewise, you know what I mean. Yeah. I don't necessarily think twice. When I roll up a smoke anywhere, and I don't really care if I offend anyone either. Yeah. You know what I mean. But just curious to know your thoughts on like how marijuana may be looked at compared to maybe some other drugs.
Other people do other drugs. They do what they do. They smoke cigarettes. Right. They do what they do. It's not my business.
All right.
That's not, like I said, I don't
y'all
care.
Y'all stay in y'all lane. I'm over here. And if I'm driving down on the highway with my knees and shit, and I'm trying to roll up, I'm over here. I ain't in your lane. I'm in between these white lines, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
And guess what? So, if you come over here and ask, hey, hey, that smells good.
Yeah.
Basically. Yeah, I know.
Oh, that stink. Oh, I know.
I see people all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. My bad. Whatever. Like, keep it going. Like, you know what I'm saying?
It
I can do that the same way when I walk through a smoke a cigarette smoke.
Like, yeah. I'm exactly. Shit. Like, I stopped yeah. moving on.
My guy right here, he smokes Black and Miles. And, okay. Yeah, you lucky.
I'd rather a Black and Mild than a Newport.
No, but like I said,
I hate cigarettes. That's just me.
He personally. Know I don't fuck with that shit. But like, yeah. It is what
it smells sweeter and better than motherfucking Newport.
Smoke what you
want
to smoke, man.
But you know what? I appreciate your brothers for taking the time out. Yeah, I know y'all busy. I got a busy holiday coming up tomorrow. Oh, shout out to 420. You know what I mean? Shout out to Rhythmics Radio. You know what I mean? It's been fun. It's been a pleasure being here with family. Black on everything. Shout out to Eversmith Organics. Shout out to motherfucking Sankofa Bottling Company. Shout out to all the brands we have here tonight. You know what I'm saying? Mondays, 8 p.m. Bank of America. The Grow Shop. It's a snack. DC's represented. DMV's represented out here. We out this business. And you know you are tuned in to Conversations on the Rocks. Do y'all want to shout out how everybody can kind of get in contact with y'all, holler at y'all one more time? You know we's out in Sweden. We in these Italy streets. You know what I'm saying? We global. We all, you know what I'm saying? We out here. We international and shit. So. All
right, so my people. Right now you can hit me on DankofAmerica_420 on Instagram.
Okay. DM. Okay.
DTHE_growshop. DGrowshop.net.
Yeah, we bought the motherfucking tell the contest winners in a second and shit. You know what I'm saying? So look for that post. We bought to post that and follow all the Conversation on the Rock social media. Last but not least, my homie, it's a snack. How can everybody get in contact with you, big homie?
It's a snack. On Instagram, okay. It's Snack Edibles. On okay. Facebook, Twitter, whatever. You can Google that shit. You feel yeah. me?
It's going to pop up.
Yeah, it's going to pop up. We That's do live events. We ship. We got merchandise.
Okay.
Come holler at us, you know?
Los, what you got for us, man?
Man, you already know what it is. Shout out to the whole gang, the family. Love y'all. Thanks to the supporters.
Shout out to the fam. TOTR gang gang.
You already know.
Everybody out there, thank everybody for participating in the contest and shit. You know what I mean? 420 contest. It was fun. Everybody following the pages, man. We got one more episode, and this season is a wrap. It's in the books. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the IG page, Facebook page, everybody on my page. You know what I'm saying? Rhythmics Radio Facebook page. Shout out to B-So. New, you know what I'm saying? No Tomatoes coming up right after us, 10 p.m., man. We got 10 new bangers. Shout out to my camera that just cut off for the YouTube, but we cool. It's almost to the end. You know what I'm saying? We chop it up and shit. COTR gang. Yo, shout out to Janori. Go get it. You know what I'm saying? All that. But yeah, man, as we always do, man, salute everybody who's here, man. All the different brands. It's a snack, the Grow Shop, Bank of America. Appreciate y'all for taking time out, man. And as you know, always have Rhythmics Radio, always have your conversations on the rocks, baby.
Salute.
Always. You ain't got no rocks in your cup.
You ain't got no rocks. All the rocks are melted.